إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحج حج محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر أمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Over the past weeks, we've been speaking about this affair of marriage and the benefit that lies within it, and how the legislation of Al-Islam calls to it due to the benefit that it contains from strengthening and building the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of procreation. So that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will boast amongst the Anbiya on Yawmul Qiyamah due to the large number of his Ummah. Likewise, inside of marriage, ayyuhal ikhwa akhwat, the individual he's able to find within Hayat al-Zawji or the marital life. Second, he's able to find repose. He's able to find mawadda, love. Likewise, rahmah. These are all affairs which you can find inside of the affair of marriage. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And from his ayat, is that he has created for you wives from amongst yourselves, so that you may find repose within her. And likewise, he has placed between you love, and he has placed between you mercy. However, when the matters of association between the two spouses, they become other than that, and they become unbearable, Allah Ta'ala has likewise legislated divorce as the last course of action in treating the ills that are between the husband and the wife. However, just as with marriage, the divorce, it must be done properly. It must be done in accordance with the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has connected to it ahkam. It has rulings connected to it. And from the rulings that are connected to the affair of talaq, ayyuhal ikhwat, is that the divorce, it must take place at the iddah. It must take place at the iddah. As Allah Ta'ala said within His book, Ya ayyuhal nabi, إِذَا تَلَقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَتَلِّقُهُنْ بِعِدَّتِهِنْ وَأَحْسُوا الْعِدَّةِ. He said, O Prophet, whenever you divorce women, then you divorce them at their iddah and you count precisely the iddah. So divorcing the woman at their iddah, it bears two meanings. It bears two meanings, or divorcing her at their iddah occurs in two ways. And the first way that you divorce her at their iddah is that if the woman is pregnant and it is clear that she is pregnant, then at that time it becomes permissible to divorce her. It becomes permissible to divorce her once it is clear that she is pregnant. Likewise, divorcing her at the iddah, it occurs if if the woman, she menstruates regularly, then once she becomes pure from that menstruation, then you may divorce her before touching her. You may divorce her before touching her. And this is for, yani, restricting it to these two times in terms of the iddah is due to a great wisdom, as the ulama mentioned. From them, Sheikh Ali Haddadi, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentioned that this is because divorcing at these two times, yani, the chances that the divorce will actually take place is minimal in most cases. It's rare that an individual will divorce his wife once he finds out that she's pregnant. Or once he has to wait that time for her to menstruate, to come off of the menstruation, then hopefully by that time the problems that were between them, honey, will have gone away and dispersed. And this is because from the maqasid and the objectives of the legislation is that, honey, divorces be minimized. The divorces be minimized. So that the marital home and the marital life will not be destroyed. As for the woman who does not menstruate due to old age and the likes of this, or the woman that the individual marries, however he does not enter upon her, meaning he does not have intercourse with her, then it is permissible to divorce this woman whenever one gets ready. Whenever the individual pronounces divorce upon this woman, then the divorce has taken place. Likewise, from the ahkam, the rulings connected to this affair of divorce, is that if the individual desires to divorce his wife, then he is to pronounce divorce one time in a sitting. One time in one sitting. Meaning that you do not say, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. In this manner. This is the type of divorce which goes against the legislation of Al-Islam. Because every single divorce has an iddah. It has a prescribed waiting period. And likewise, if we were to accept this type of divorce, then this does away with that which is intended by the legislation. If it is a divorce that is rajai, and a divorce that the individual can take his wife back, only that he waits waiting period, he can take his wife back. It negates that. Tawus, he mentioned that if you want to divorce a woman, then you divorce her when she becomes pure before touching her. Tatliqatan wahida. And you do so with one divorce. You do so with one divorce. La yanbaghi laka an tazid alayha. It is not proper and befitting for you that you increase upon that. Meaning that you divorce her more than once in one sitting. It is not proper and befitting. Rather, one divorce makes it clear. Likewise, from the rulings connected to the affair of divorce, is that if it is a divorce which is rajai, meaning that the individual can take his wife back, meaning the first or the second divorce, then the wife, she has from rights what is similar to the rights of those who are other than her from wives. Yani from nafaqah, from spending upon her. Likewise, from sucking, from housing her and clothing her and the likes of this. And likewise, there is obligatory upon her what is obligatory upon her upon other than her from the wives. So it is not permissible for her to leave her home without the permission of her husband. So she is to remain inside of her home. Likewise, she is to beautify herself for her husband while she is in iddah. She is to beautify herself for him in hopes that when the husband sees her like this, he will take her back either by way of a statement or by way of his action, which is jima', meaning intercourse. And by way of that, he has taken his wife back. Allah Ta'ala said within his book, Ya ayyuhan nabi, idha talaqtumun nisa, fatalquhunna li'iddatihin, wa ahsu al-idda, wa taqullaha rabbakum, la tukhrijuhun min buyutihin, ولا يخرجنا ولا يخرجنا إلا أن يأتينا بفاحشة مبينة. Allah Ta'ala said within his book, O Prophet, when you divorce the women, you divorce them at their iddah, and you count precisely the iddah, and have taqwa of Allah your Lord, and do not expel them from their homes. Do not expel them from their homes, nor are they to exit the homes, unless the individual or unless that particular female, she commits some type of clear and evident fahisha. Likewise, from the rulings that are connected to the affair of divorce, ayyuhal ikhwan, is that it is mustahab, it is recommended. It is recommended that the individual, when he divorces his wife, and once the divorce becomes complete, meaning the iddah is over, that the individual, he sets for her a lovely type of provision in accordance with his means. Whether that be from finances, monies, or whether that be from clothing and the likes of that, according to the means of the individual. Allah Ta'ala said within his book, وَلِلْمُطَلَّقَاتِ مَتَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And for those women who have been divorced, there is a type of provision which they can have in accordance with that which is reasonable. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nabi, quli azwajika in kuntunna turidna al-hayat ad-dunya wa zinataha, fata'alain amati'kunna wa usarrihkunna sarahan jameela. He said, O Prophet, say to your wives, if it be that you desire this dunya and its beautiful things, then come, I shall set for you a lovely type of provision, and I shall set you free in an excellent manner. The Deen of Al-Islam, it requires from us that when we see something in our wives that we dislike, or likewise when the woman sees something in her husband that she dislikes, that she look towards, and that he look towards the good qualities of their spouse. But you look towards their good qualities and their excellent traits. Allah Ta'ala, he mentioned within his book, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And accompany them in an excellent manner. I mean, accompany your spouse in an excellent manner. Be good in your manners of association and accompaniment. فَإِنْ كُرِحْتُمُوهُنَّ. Allah Ta'ala says, and if it be that you dislike them, what does he say next? Does he say, if it be that you dislike them, divorce them, seek to separate from them? Allah Ta'ala says, if it be that you dislike them, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهَ فِي خَيْرٌ كَثِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala says, if it be that you dislike them, it may be that you dislike something, but Allah Ta'ala has placed in it abundant good. Allah has placed in it abundant good. So we are commanded to look towards the excellent qualities of our spouses when we see something in them that we dislike, and that we don't be in a rush to separate and to divorce. However, if it is a must that we do so, if it is a must that we divorce, you see from the excellence of Islam, that Islam sets for the woman an excellent type of provision in accordance with the means of the husband. And this is from, and he gives her this, shukran laha. He gives her this out of gratitude to her for the good times which they did have. Out of gratitude to her for the good things that there was between the two of them. However, unfortunately, there are many from amongst us who do not know how to part ways with another person except that they do so in an ugly manner. Except that they go kicking and screaming, as they say. And they want to hurt and harm the other individual as much as possible. This is something which is not befitting. And we will speak more concerning this in the second half. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين لكل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وإمامنا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد. Indeed, we find as it relates to the affair of divorce many أخطاء, يعني many mistakes that the people commit as it relates to the affair of divorce. And from those mistakes, by way of example, is that many of the husbands, they frequently threaten their wives with divorce. At the first brush or the first stroke of mashakil, or problems that occurs between the husband and the wife, he uses divorce as a means of threat and discipline. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to divorce you, and the likes of this. Rather, divorce is not a means of discipline. Divorce is not a means for you to threaten your wife. Divorce is the last resort as it relates to trying to solve the problems that are between the husband and the wife. It is the last resort. And only should be resorted to in extreme cases. Likewise, from the mistakes that the people make as it relates to the affair of divorce. It's mubadira ila talaq inda wuqu al-ikhtilaf. And is that the people, they rush to divorce soon as there occurs some type of problems or issues between them. A man rushes to divorce his wife. And this is something which Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentioned, is not from rujula. It's not from manhood. It's not from manliness that the individual rushes to divorce his wife. This is why the tie of divorce is in the hands of the man. Because he's supposed to be a man in that situation. And not be so fickle that he divorces his wife as soon as they have issues and problems. Rather, the individual is to be patient regarding that which occurs from his wife and the likes of this. And he is not to rush to divorce as soon as problems occur between them. Likewise, from the mistakes which the people make in terms of divorce, is they divorce in a manner which goes against the legislation of Al-Islam. Either it goes against the legislation of Al-Islam in terms of the time in which the individual divorces his wife, or the number of divorces that he pronounces upon her in one sitting. This is something which frequently occurs. So divorce, as he mentioned, it must occur in accordance with the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, from the errors and mistakes which occur as it relates to divorce, is al-mubadira ila ikhraj al-mar'a al-mutallaqa. Yani it is that the individual, that the husband, he rushes to kick the woman who has been divorced with a divorce that is replicable out of the home. He rushes to kick the woman who has been divorced with a divorce that is revocable out of their home. Or the woman herself has been divorced with the first or second divorce and she rushes to exit the home. And she goes home to her family's house. Or you find that when the woman goes to her family's house, the family immediately takes the side of the woman and they don't bother to send her back to her husband. And they don't attempt to send her back to her husband. This is a great mistake. As we have heard, Allah Ta'ala, He has prohibited expelling the woman who has been divorced and is in iddah and the woman that can be taken back. He has prohibited expelling her from the home. So the woman, she is not to leave the home. The man is not to kick her out of the home. Except in extreme cases. Except in certain extreme cases which have been clarified by way of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, from the mistakes which occur in the affair of marriage, or in the affair of divorce rather, is that the divorce, it is preceded by all types of wicked and evil behavior. Or it is followed by that. So you find the individuals when they are separating and parting ways from each other, they strive the level best to harm and to hurt each other as much as they can. Whether it be financially, whether it be physically, whether it be physically from the man beating a woman in the likes of this, or in some other way. And this is something which is not proper and befitting for the Muslim. It is not proper and befitting for the Muslim. Rather, Allah Ta'ala said within His book, فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ صَرِّحُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. Allah Ta'ala said, so retain them, hold them in an excellent manner. Meaning keep them with you in an excellent manner. Or let them go in an excellent manner. And don't behave in this manner. Don't become oppressive towards the spouse in this manner. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. It is either to be that you keep them with you in an excellent manner, or that you let them go in an excellent manner. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala said, إِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجْلَهُنَّ فَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, and then once they have reached their terms, then you keep them with you in an excellent manner, or you separate from them in an excellent manner. All of these ayat come to show what is upon the Muslim, even at times of separation, even at times of divorce, that we are to conduct ourselves in the most excellent manner. And we are not to strive to harm or to hurt each other like this. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us longevity in our marriage, such that we are not in need of any of these ahkam. We ask Allah ta'ala to preserve our spouses and to make them to be a source of comfort and a source of love and a source of mercy for us. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وقوموا